Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Taylor Motter. Taylor Motter is an experienced strategy and management consultant for various Fortune 500 corporations, specializing in corporate reputation. He founded Hurdle Apparel to overcome an overuse injury he developed on his left foot.
Well, good afternoon, Taylor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. This is exciting. Again, you know, I traverse the globe and I talk to so many different people, but meeting new people every day is really what gets me going, but especially entrepreneurs. I know you've got some exciting news to share with us today. And again, just loving this stuff. I get really jazzed. So Taylor, we're going to jump directly into the questions right here and talk about your career a little bit first. As a campaign manager, senior executive, and now the founder of Hurdle Apparel, could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, sure. Well, I don't want to say I've climbed the entire corporate ladder or pretend I'm a titan of industry or anything, but you know, to get here, I'd say a curiosity and a desire to learn new things would be, you know, the secret if there ever was one. You know, if you're truly curious about whatever you're engaged in, you'll ask yourself if there's a better way to do things. So I never thought in a million years I'd be putting my time and energy into socks, but what actually inspired me to do so was, you know, the frustration that socks could have, you know, could and should have so much more potential. So, you know, I actually think the original source for many innovations probably starts with that type of frustration. You know, I had hurt my foot from an overuse injury called capsulitis, and I could never tell any significant difference between all the socks I own, and I own probably every performance brand sock you can think of. And I really wanted to learn more about how socks were made. And I discovered that circular knitting is about as old of an industry that you can possibly think of in today's market. It's truly a dinosaur of an industry. I mean, the latest great innovation in socks that made a significant difference in the product is probably in the introduction of spandex in the 1970s. So, you know, of course, there's been other innovations since then, but they're few and far between, and they're typically focused on, you know, knitting structures that consumers can rarely, you know, even tell a difference between.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. Obviously, you know, entrepreneurs especially are out to bring a solution to a problem, and that's exactly what you're doing. And I just love the energy and the story behind that. So Taylor, and that's what kind of leads me to that next question here, is tell us a bit more behind the idea of your company and product launch to overcome your foot injury.
Yeah, well, I mean, I actually think there are a few main sources for the idea, but a lot of it is just first principle reasoning, really. You know, when I first hurt my foot, I was ordering all different kinds of footwear products, you know, shoes, inserts, socks, metatarsal pads, you name it. I probably tried it all. And the number one thing I was looking for was foot support. No big surprise here, but virtually every footwear product on the market claims it provides foot support. But this is almost just kind of a phrase or wording that we throw out there now, foot support. What is foot support? Foot support is either the ability to stabilize a part of the foot or you know, and what's probably most useful to consumers, unless they're suffering from a debilitating injury, is the ability to offload and disperse weight across the foot optimally so that vulnerable areas of the foot are protected. You know, but in order to do so, but in order to offload and disperse weight or energy, you have to be able to absorb it. And, you know, you don't need a master's in engineering to figure this out, but a couple millimeters of natural or synthetic yarn like cotton or nylon don't effectively absorb shock or disperse human weight. The fibers simply lie flat when you stand on them. So the question I was trying to answer was, how do you maintain a normal thin sock that actually provides real support and cushioning? I've actually found the answer staring at the same spider web out my window that I had been for months. You know, I saw an insect fly into it and sort of bounce around the web. And I thought, hey, maybe if we could create some type of webbing or a matrix made from a thin, soft, you know, shock absorbing material and incorporate it into socks, and that might provide a real, you know, solution and support in socks. So, you know, that's how we developed what we've dubbed matrix technology, and that's what we're continuing with.
Thank you. I appreciate the story, and that's pretty exciting. Again, passionate about trying to solve a problem, especially a foot injury. So Taylor, are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your business? And if not, is there maybe a cool tool or app you found useful?
We are. So you don't typically think of socks when you hear emerging technology, but the fact is that apparel is an industry that really has been dominated by fashion rather than innovation. And there are so many interesting opportunities here. So, you know, just to go a little further into socks for a moment to help provide some context, you know, socks have the potential to play a particularly special role in our life because it's the only footwear that actually conforms to the contours of your feet. So when you wear shoes or sandals, for example, you're stepping on them. They don't conform to the contours of your feet. And that's an important difference. So today we essentially use socks as a second skin for our feet to avoid blisters, reduce odor, and you know, have a breathable, dry experience in our shoes. Matrix technology is the first technology to provide socks and hosiery an internal structure to support your feet. So we use a proprietary material we've dubbed microelastomer. It's essentially a type of an infused silicone with an incredibly soft durometer, and we're able to graft it into a very thin web or matrix pattern that's incorporated in between the fibers of our socks. You would be able to tell a difference by looking at it or holding it in your hands, but there's an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. We all have fat pads under our metatarsal heads and in our heels. Since our microgravity matrix is designed to conform to the contours of your feet, it essentially acts as an enhanced fat pad that's precision engineered to optimally disperse weight across your feet and absorb shock. That's the new technology we're working with.
Love that. Thank you for sharing. Again, exciting. We talk a lot about emerging tech here on the platform. So appreciate that. Our audience certainly does. And Taylor, last question for you this evening. Can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either leadership or entrepreneurship?
Sure. I'm really at the, you know, the beginning of this for the most part. So the best advice I'm able to give is to anyone that wants to be an entrepreneur or start taking their career in that direction. The first advice I'd probably give is to say to make sure you really love what you're doing. I know that sounds simple, but you know, if you really decide to sit down and commit to your idea, make sure it's an idea that truly fascinates you and makes you want to get up in the morning, because you'll be at it around the clock. The second piece of advice is to surround yourself with people that have been through this before and have real wisdom to share. So I know that's pretty straightforward, but it's really one of those things that's easier said than done, I think.
Absolutely. And I know it may sound like a cliche, but sometimes it really just stares at you in the face. It's very obvious. So I appreciate the insights, the experience, and the advice that you've given myself and the audience this evening. So thank you. And Taylor, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me.
Bye for now.